Now we're going to dust off some old words, starting with this one, dotard.
It means an old person, especially one who has become weak or senile. It was popular during Shakespeare's time.
Last week, North Korea's Kim Jong-un called President Trump a dotard, and then Trump fired back, calling Kim a madman.
Now, had the president wanted to match Kim's archaic vocabulary, he could have used one of these words.
Nickum, Rooker, Lozenger.
Nickum, a cheating or dishonest person.
Rooker, someone who spreads rumors.
Lozenger, a lying rascal.
It's nice to have new ways of expressing old ideas.
That's Dr. Dominic Watt, senior linguistic lecturer at the University of York in the UK. Recently, he and a team of researchers combed through historical texts and dictionaries looking for old words they thought could be useful today.
They came up with a list of 30, including snout fair.
George Clooney is very snout fair.
Snout, as in nose, fair, as in handsome, as in you've got a nice nose, you're a good-looking person.
There's also
momist.
That's a harsh critic. A momist is always finding fault with things.
And then there's this old word.
Betrump.
Betrump. It's a verb.
To swindle or to deceive, to cheat somebody.
And while it sounds like something a critic of the president might have coined on Twitter, Dominic Watt says betrump actually dates back to the 16th century, found in a Scottish translation of Virgil's epic poem, The Aeneid.